fellas, okay, you walk in and Gal Gadot, she wants to smash. Uh-huh. But then you remember she's killed Palestinian civilians. Fellas, you Gal Gadot wants to smash, but you have to join the IDF.
Fellas, Gal Gadot, fellas, you get $2 million a year and you get to live with Gal Gadot in a house where she lets you smash, but mm-hmm. it's in Palestinian territory and you have to,
okay.
Yeah. You have to be a settler and push them out of their homeland and possibly commit a couple murders in the process. What are you doing?
This espresso's hitting. Let's go.
Oh, you like that?
Let's go. I feel good.
I forget We're that back. Gal Gadot, though, she has probably no-scoped Palestinian kids.
Yeah, she literally has.
How long was she in the IDF?
I don't know. I'm looking that up right now. It's for sure.
Wait, you're just Googling, like, Gal Gadot kill count. KD ratio.
Wonder Woman kill count.
That's Gal Gadot, the thing. People forget that she had a positive KD ratio before she was in that movie. She probably doesn't even kill people.
Oh, she spent 2 years in the IDF.
2 years? Ooh, that's... She's no-scoped some kids. Yeah. She's no-scoped some kids on the low.
Yikes.
They will never, you know...
Yeah.
The KD ratio isn't published, for
Wonder
sure.
Wonder Woman
canceled. They don't publish that stuff.
Yeah.
They no-scope kids, and then they're like, we don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
I mean, like, the other day, like, didn't a bunch of settlers kill... some like people driving in their car with like stones.
Jesus.
And then whatever that Twitter account that like represents the Israeli government is like, oh, what? Like,
I don't know what the
we'll look into this. Yeah, this crazy. What the fuck?
What? Somebody hacked my phone.
Yeah, wait. We
my boy hacked my phone.
Wait, where were they? Wait, what were you guys doing out there? They act confused every time. They confused by the settlements every time. What the fuck are you guys doing over there? Yo.
Yeah, no, I didn't tell them to do that, man.
Yo, those are... Yeah, they're my boys, but not like my boys, you know? Damn. Anyway.
We're back to one-on-one podcasting
back
once again.
Back. Yeah.
Everybody
Let's fucking
was
go.
Like... Yo,
guys.
Welcome back.
Cold open.
Welcome. Feels good.
Well, I wanted to do a real cold open, which would be I just hit record and make conversation, but I wasn't rigged up just today. We've done that before.
Could have done a classic. I mean, the greats do it. Holmes, Marin.
All the two greats. Yeah.
The two greats. It's a Mount Rushmore with two heads.
Yep. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff we got to talk about on this one. A lot of really dumb stuff.
Yeah, it's
a lot of dumb stuff that we have to. That
another
by
dumb
no
week.
Means do we need to talk about, but we will.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff we need to talk about.
Like
nothing we've ever talked about needs to be talked about.
No,
yeah,
this is very, very useless information.
Yeah,
but we are members of the press.
Yeah, we're fully.
And Donald Trump is waging a war against us, and we are heroes.
Taking up space.
See, here's the thing, guys. We are we are journalists, mm-hmm. and journalists are troops. Here's the branches, the news media is kind of like the fifth, let's call it the sixth branch of the military. How many branches are there now with the Space Force?
Well, and sex workers.
And sex workers.
And who else?
I don't know. But either way, we're journalists and we are important. Okay.
Right.
And
podcasters.
Yes.
But podcasters are
journalists.
All podcasters are journalists.
But not all journalists are podcasters. Anyway, back to our journalism. Law and Order dropping some heat lately.
Yeah, Law and Order dropped the long-awaited incel episode.
Yeah, they finally did an episode of Incels. Somebody on Twitter did like a master cut of the best.
You gotta
lines.
Watch the. I was hoping we could watch like the full episode before we.
If we had some time, I would like watch it and then pod. But yeah. I mean, I will play the master cut of this right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go.
He kept on calling me Stacy. I don't know anyone named Stacy.
The scumbag called Rick Chad.
And he kept calling Ann Stacy. Okay, do you have any Chad and Stacy's living in this building?
Right, you said there's no Chad living here.
We got a Chad, but no Stacy.
Rollins, let's talk to the luckiest Chad on the planet.
We got another Chad.
Yeah. Well, a guy obviously has a hard-on for somebody named Stacy.
Who was whisked away by some guy named Chad.
Now, I put the names Chad and Stacy through RTC, Accurate Dealer. Oh, I got nothing. And I tried the dark web. A lot of stuff came up. The
name Google.com.
It's not a specific person. Stacy is any woman that an incel wants but cannot get.
Because the guys they call Chads?
That guy in Toronto, he was an incel.
There's absolutely no reason for anybody to be involuntarily celibate. That's why God invented hookers.
Chad, Stacy's normies, and Omegas. Riley's incel.
Run that back. Please run that back.
Chad and Stacy, what you know is incel.
They called Chads.
That guy in Toronto, he was an incel.
There's absolutely no reason for anybody to be involuntarily celibate. That's why God invented hookers.
Yes! Ooh. Yes. I Jesus. See supporting the sex worker industry.
Is that support?
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, it is like they.
That's why
Law
God
and Order is like
hookers.
So tapped in. They're so tapped into like the mainstream and like, you know, honestly, subcultures, but well, they don't quite get it right
like
all the time.
Simultaneously,
they have to like,
run like tapped in and tapped out.
They're like a little off. They're not NCIS off, right. But they're like, I mean, I ran it through the dark web.
I went to the dark web.
I went to dark Google.
Yeah. You can just search
that's where they,
Chad and Stacy on Google and then just immediately like
they're not really in hiding.
Right.
They're around.
Yeah.
Easily find them.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. That's hot fire. I think we
already did the bit where it's some guy who thinks that the dark web is just black Twitter.
That's so fucked.
Oh, I found out about the dark web.
Oh, God.
At Hood Clips.
Oh, God. Is it okay to laugh at that? I don't know. Am I problematic?
Don't cut it. Don't cut it.
I won't cut it.
Don't cut it. Well, it's like, it's sort of a follow-up to their Gamergate episode, right?
I kind of forget what happens in the Gamergate one.
I know. I got to revisit it. I, like, just know about it.
They did do but a gamer do, one.
They did a Daniel Tosh episode. Remember that?
No, he was in it.
Not like in it. No, it was like about the there was like that Daniel Tosh like rape joke controversy.
Really?
Where yeah, like everybody was mad at Daniel Tosh because like he was telling some rape joke or something and then like a woman was like rape is never funny and then he was like how wouldn't it be funny if she just like got raped right now?
Oh man.
Which is yeah, and people were mad and what you know.
Yeah.
But then like Law and Order did an episode where like that happened basically, where like she left
oh,
the
wow.
show and then, yeah. Yeah, and it was like yeah, they did an episode about the Tosh incident.
By the way, yeah, people made a lot of those jokes. Like I mean it, like it's one of those things that's like definitely off limits now, but probably it should have been like weirdly
right
when I think back to like how frivolously people made those jokes it's like oh yeah I mean like guess we people
well,
probably
was,
shouldn't have been
yeah,
making
every
those.
Fucking every kid I knew in high school like when they would lose a video game would be like dude I got fucking raped you
yeah
know? Yeah
I mean
that
gamer
was a
slang
bad
is,
time
gamer slang is
well,
one thing
gamer slang never really like changed like
gamer slang's different than being up on a stage telling like
oh
jokes.
Sure
yeah.
Yeah I mean yeah stand-up was pretty wild at the time and I mean it's still it like you know it still is
but anyway
but
what were
yeah
you
that was
about?
Law and Order
that's like
SVU,
a pretty niche thing the for fucking, them to do an episode about
what the
Daniel
I mean
Tosh,
Tosh is a very famous man
yeah
yeah
I thought it was a Tosh.0 episode
yeah my uncle is Tosh.0 and he shows me all the clips
yeah my uncle yeah, dude
he
my
sends
uncle
me all the clips
Daniel
early.
Tosh yeah,
yeah.
He sends me all the content
he actually sends me all every fucking viral clip before it comes out Yeah, my uncle Tosh.0, he sends me all the videos of guys getting hit in the balls.
Well, wait, you know what's funny is that, like, it's really easy to confuse Rob Dyrdek for Daniel Tosh at this point. Their shows are so similar.
Yeah, except, well, I mean, Tosh, like, is like, Tosh's stand-up was
very good. Yeah, but most people don't know.
Point.
Like,
yeah.
Most, you know, not everybody knows him from that. They just know, like, oh, the funny clip man. And, like, a lot of people probably don't know Robin Big. Like,
yeah,
that was on a little while ago. Like, oh, funny clip man.
Yeah.
There are people out there that, like, that's their access to viral videos.
Right.
Which rules.
Yeah.
Oh, the Gangnam Style man. That new video that came out today.
Ridiculousness.
Watching, like, reruns.
Well, yeah, Ridiculousness would be way better if it was just clips that are, like, if it's just Gangnam Style and, like, Numa Numa and,
like,
shit.
Like, 6 months from now, they're like, Zendaya is Michi.
Yeah, just fucking Rob Dyrdek being like, oh, man.
And, like, man, what? Zendaya really is Michi, though.
Ridiculousness, the entire format of that show is just, it's Rob Dyrdek being like, oh, shit. And, like, Chanel West Coast being like, that's gotta hurt, Rob. That's that entire show.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, the celebrity guys being like, oh. I think I told you about the 1 week where I, like, worked on that show.
It's did,
like,
you?
Yeah, like, well, Andy Haynes was working on it at the time. And, like, Hampton was, like, out of town. And so he was like, oh, do you want to, like, come in and, like, make $1,000?
Mm-hmm.
And there was just this, like,
you have to get kicked in the nuts. That's what they didn't tell you. Yeah, so you're going to be in the videos.
They're actually, yeah.
Oh,
you
we
have
shoot
to,
all those videos.
Yeah, no, it's, this is an on-screen job.
Yeah.
This is, you are not writing.
We can't find enough on the internet, so we have to shoot our own. Sometimes.
Oh, Jamel works on it now.
Oh, really?
Jamel Johnson.
He's getting hit in the balls, dude.
Yeah, Jamel Johnson is a writer on Ridiculousness now.
Which is crazy that, like, they have writers. Like, you're just, like, writer's room being like, what if after this, Rob says, like, damn, dude, he fell from far as hell. Woo!
Yeah.
You're, like, writing those?
I mean, you are
pitching. I finally accomplished my dreams of being a comedy writer.
You are, like, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's anybody's dream gig, but it's money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say the, I don't know. Like, I can definitely see, like, a timeline where we don't have this podcast and I'm just begging for a week of work on Ridiculousness.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, fucking, yeah, I mean, like, the process is, like, you, like, pitch a bunch of jokes to Rob Dyrdek, and, like, you know, he gives, like, the, you know, the thumbs up, thumbs down. But I, like, never want to be in a position where I'm being judged by Rob Dyrdek.
Like,
you're
skating.
I don't want to be in a position where, like, Rob Dyrdek has power over me.
Or Chanel West Coast. For
or Chanel West Coast.
Chanel West Coast is, like,
or
getting you fired from the show.
Yeah. Chanel West Coast is writing your checks.
Damn.
Yeah, she writes the checks on that show. People don't
know
that.
She's still his assistant.
She's the one writing the checks.
She does still does office duties in that show.
Yeah, I was... Yeah, that week, like... my ex the whole time was, like, joking, like, oh, you're gonna leave me for Chanel West Coast, which would be funny.
Rule.
To just, like, you're, like, just joking about it, but then you accidentally, like, yeah, I mean, she's a tough one.
Chanel?
Yeah. She's bad news.
I know her.
You know her?
Yeah, dude, she played some shows with Boogie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hilarious.
We, like, had to be around her quick. I mean,
yeah,
she always is, like,
she was signed to...
I might have talked about this in the pod.
Is she still,
like,
signed to Young Money?
I don't know.
She
don't
was
know.
At one point.
But here's the weirdest part, dude.
Yeah.
Is that she looks so different in real life than on the show. Like, I didn't realize it was the Robin Big Girl for, like, honestly, two shows.
Oh,
deep.
This bitch is a catfish.
Like,
man.
I thought Chanel West Coast and the Robin Big assistant were different people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it just clicked. Like, oh, yeah, she said she was a rapper on the show. Holy shit, that's a Robin Big Girl. But she just looks different, like, a little different in person.
She's a catfish.
She's a catfish. But also, she just hangs out with, like, she has a messy crew, dude.
Yeah.
You know when you graduate high school? Well, you didn't really party much in high school.
No.
When you party in high school, you have, like, a looser group of friends. You have, like, fucking weirdos that latch on and, like, people that you wouldn't really want to hang out with, but they're just around. Like, she didn't go through the phase where she like cuts those people out. Like her posse was just like, it was like several shows where like, you know, somebody's like crying on the phone out back, like screaming,
right?
You fucking asshole. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? Her?
Right.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like just some weird, like, right. Oh dude, it's 4 p.m. Well, yeah, what are you doing?
No, I definitely knew that girl in high school whose boyfriend was just constantly cheating on her, but they like stayed together.
Yeah.
And then like,
and then you also know her boyfriend that's just like pissed off. Be like, dude, I'm so fucking pissed she caught me cheating on her, dude. She's such a bitch.
Right.
Dude, dude, fucking nerve, dude. She got pissed off too. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, some of those high school couples just stay together and then just like cheat on each other for the rest of their lives.
It's romantic.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It rules.
Yeah. Real quick, I did want to say, we kind of got sidetracked because of the Tosh stuff when we were talking about Law and Order SVU. Mm-hmm. But like, I watched the like supercut of the Law and Order SVU incel episode. And then I sort of just like followed down like a dark rabbit hole on Twitter where I like clicked one account that led to another account and just sort of found like, you know, it's like a lot of like anime avies talking about whatever. And I just found out what a roasty is.
What is that?
So that's like, this is mine. But a roasty is, it's what they call women who have like loose pussies. Like roast beef.
I've heard that term. That's disgusting.
Nasty.
Like roast beef.
Yeah.
How, I mean, why was that? Why? How often can that be used?
A lot, strangely.
Is that, it's like
a
an
lot. They were
thing,
like,
right?
Oh, when a roasty, like,
oh,
complains
yeah, yeah.
About,
that's
like
a, that's like an incel term.
Cause, like, well, that, their whole thing, even though as incels, their whole thing is like, oh, like, nobody wants to fuck me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, they like, have this like intense hatred of like single women over 26.
Yeah.
Where they're like, you hit the wall, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's like,
well,
know,
like weirdly,
it's dudes that, like, don't
weirdly
need
the community is like, there's like the pickup artist community and then like the incel community kind of like has crossover.
Yeah.
So there's like the pickup artist guys are the ones that know like way too much about everything and they're often wrong.
Bodybuilding forums, that's where they sort of intersect, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
You think incels are bodybuilding?
I think some of them, because they're like, the mentality is like,
I think,
oh,
the red pill
get...
guys are.
Yeah. There's God crossover. Boys. There's definitely the Venn diagram is, I think, bodybuilding forums. You're going to find a lot of those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, I mean like pickup artist types are also, you know, hate women.
Oh, by the way, circling back, we're doing like a figure eight of topics right now, but circling back to the, like the wasted high school girls.
Yeah.
A great type of person I call water bottle girls are like, if you go to a festival or a concert, there's always going to be one girl that's like passed out, like trying to text. Or like crying outside of the show.
Yeah.
Like festival didn't even start yet. I'm talking 1 p.m.
Yeah.
There's a girl and she's trying to find her friends, but she's like passed out by a tree and she has a single water bottle, mm-hmm. like a Fiji water bottle or Ice Mountain. Probably has vodka in it.
Right.
Like she's somehow done. Like she's too wasted and needs to go home.
Oh, I've seen that at every festival I've ever
verbatim,
gone to.
She's
upon
there.
Upon entry... You like, it is 1 p.m. and
she's
somebody
like an
is,
NPC in the festival video game. That's
somebody's
like
just fully out.
Yeah, they're done.
Also, I just found out what NPC means.
Oh, the NPC.
By the
like,
way, incels love talking about
NPCs. Yeah, it's a great joke. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Like, that's another like dumbass media thing is like when, you know, the alt-right people make up a new funny joke and then they'll like. Journalists will write serious articles about it, being like a despicable joke, like dehumanizing people.
Well,
the NPC.
Can you explain NPC to those that are not
NPC?
Familiar?
Okay, so NPC
non-playable
is
character,
non-playable character in a video game, which is like if you're playing a video game, it's like the ones you can like run up to and like you press X to talk to them. They're like beautiful day outside, and they'll say that over and over again. You know, they're programmed to do one thing.
Yeah.
So the alt-right guys started calling. Liberals NPCs, specifically like the donut emoji type people, sure. You know, like, yeah. I mean, rightly calling them NPCs.
Yeah.
The ones that just kind of say the same stuff over and over again. It's yeah. basically they're calling them like mindless, like crowd followers.
Right, right, right.
But it's like it's been getting really elaborate with their NPC graphics and stuff. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like it's not, I don't know. It's weird to see anybody take it too seriously. It's a funny joke.
Right.
And there's also like, there's other versions of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. This morning just fell down like a weird rabbit hole where like I saw like a lot of tweets that had both NPCs and Roasty in the same tweet.
Roasty is disgusting.
Roasty is gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incels actually are terrible.
Yeah. I don't think you're
like not even in a, we joke about them, but they're like,
no, like, yeah, they're bad people.
Yes.
Yeah. They're very bad people.
It's like,
yeah.
It sucks because they're also funny to joke about.
Right. I know. Therein lies the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Well, great. We're doing a whole podcast about like dark, awful people today.
That's fine.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Guys, happy Monday. Let's just talk about the worst parts of the world.
Well, welcome to the dark web, bitch.
Yeah, welcome to the dark web podcast.
Welcome to the dark web.
Today we're talking about an obscure site called 4chan. We just discovered it.
Yeah, that's where my parents met.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, you know, sometimes good things come out of that website. Mm.
That actually would explain a lot about you.
If my parents met on 4chan,
yep.
I'd be like, oh, this all...
It was analog back then. It was a big, it was a series of actual printouts.
It was a hotline.
Yeah. What was analog 4chan, dude? I'm sure it existed.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin was on there, dude. Like, there just is an elaborate letter posting thing.
Yeah.
It probably some old-timey, like, Wild West type thing where you would, like next to where they would stake up the wanted posters, there would be people shit posting.
Yeah.
Their own stupid stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean, it goes all the way back to cave drawings.
And there were incels back then, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Annie Oakley is such a Stacy. Like, kind of like nailing stuff up there.
Yeah. I think my favorite part of the SVU episode is that before he searches the dark web, they're just looking for people named Chad and Stacy
for 40 minutes.
A very long time. They're just
they're like in phone books, not doing searches. Like,
they're just like, they have a list of people named Chad and Stacy.
We gotta cross reference everybody right. named Chad in this.
I think we figured it out. I'm obsessed. I gotta.
That's
their
one clue. Damn.
God damn.
Anyway. Should we just get to the heart of the news this week?
What?
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson just broke up.
This This isn't a gossip podcast.
Yeah, it is.
This isn't
it is.
We're not. This isn't TMZ, bitch.
This
is. Okay. We're not doing a gossip pod.
You're being coy.
But I do have her number.
I know. You got to shoot.
I should. I'm gonna send her a video of me doing like light skin, like lip licking face.
What's up, girl?
Like just doing like
let's get this
biting
money.
My lip. A video of me biting my lip and like smirking.
Yeah, and, like one of those silent TikToks.
My hat's like tilted over over here.
A Swagapino hat.
Yeah, I'm wearing a full
Swagapino hat.
I'm wearing a full Swagapino hat.
You're doing like
I've got my fridge full of Jordans.
Fridge full of Jordans. You have like contact lenses in that make your eyes like really bright and detailed.
Oh yeah, I've got like fucking I've got the like vampire contacts in.
The teeth.
I have a forked tongue.
Oh God. I went on a tour in New Orleans and I went into the place we were supposed to like meet for the tour and I was just like, dude, this smells like fucking shit in here. I like said that. It smelled so bad.
What was
it? And then
it?
They were like, oh, and they like went and they opened this like shower curtain in the back. They're like, somebody's getting fangs made.
What?
And they're like grinding fangs. And I was like,
oh,
and
no,
it was like,
ew.
Looked like a shitty dentist in like this tour place. And I'm like, What?
Oh, like their actual teeth? They're getting fake,
like prosthetic fangs. And they're all excited to tell me. They're like, yeah, this guy is a master of prosthetics and he's making her fangs.
Oh, the
and it was
fake
like a
teeth.
Super normal looking lady. I'm like, why are you getting fangs?
Was she getting her teeth grinded? Or
like he was grinding down the fake fangs. But they're like, they're like high quality.
Why did it smell so bad?
Have you ever gotten like, have you ever had your teeth really ground down by a dentist?
Not really, no.
Oh, really? Well, it smells awful.
When oh, yeah, use, like, yeah, actually, drill, no.
Like, burning tooth?
Yes.
Burning
yeah.
tooth is a terrible smell.
I know that smell.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Awful.
Ugh. That's a nasty.
But it was just
a
like a wild
smell.
Reveal. I immediately walked out. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that shit's nasty.
That's enough for me. I'm
that's
going
a bad
outside.
That's smell. That's a, you know,
I didn't know you
fucking
guys were grinding, burning teeth back
I was,
here.
I was like walking last night and fucking walked through those like cum trees.
Oh, the cum trees are...
Isn't that insane that, like, God made trees that smell like cum?
There's a pussy tree, too. You smelled the pussy
Where's
flower.
Where's the pussy tree?
There's a pussy flower.
I mean, that... I'll
be up in that tree.
Bro, I don't really like these like motherfucking cum trees, but, bro, I'll be sniffing those pussy flowers, bro. Bro, I'll be sniffing those pussy flowers,
Yo.
And I'll be...
Flowers
bro, I be
are actually
fucking
dope, dude.
Bro, I just be like fucking, oh, oh, like just you smell a pussy flower and you just immediately like nut uncontrollably. You're wearing gray sweatpants.
Start licking your lips like, ooh.
There's just a massive
yummy.
I wish I like.
Well, like also it is
I miss nutting fast so bad.
What is that supposed to mean?
Like I just miss when like as soon as like my dick would go in, I'd just be like, here, well, like that was you know, at the time you're like, oh, this is embarrassing or whatever. But now it like it takes so long. It takes so much.
Okay, Brandon.
It takes so much
okay,
for me.
Okay, Brandon.
It takes so much.
You're being one of those sex guys.
No, it takes so much
bro,
for
you
me
know,
to
it
nut.
It fucking sucks, dude.
No,
I like,
fucking wish,
I have
man.
To, dude, what sucks is I fuck for like 5 hours at a time, dude.
I
and
wish
so
it wasn't
annoying.
Like that.
Dude, it's so annoying when I have sex with girls. They just come constantly, dude.
I wish.
And then they like me too much afterwards because they're yeah. like, my dick is so good.
I wish I didn't make her come 500 times before I can.
Cool complaint, bro.
Come once.
Yeah, yeah that sucks, dude.
It sucks. I just, I
dude,
want.
What sucks is that, like,
I
no
want
pants
to,
fit me because my dick's too big. <dude. laughs>
I just want to come at a reasonable time. That's all I want. Like, literally, like, that's. That is a problem is like I would love to be able to like just come like after like 8 minutes or whatever.
Bro, I accidentally, you know what it sucks when you like accidentally close the bathroom door on your dick? You like forgot it's back there? Well, dude, because mine's so long it like drags around, dude. Yeah,
I
girls
mean,
love it, but like.
This is a problem. You're fucking silencing me. You're acting like
I can't believe you're really trying to bring that up on pod.
I'm
dude,
just,
Jack, I just want to vent to the listeners, dude.
I'm
like,
just,
this is something
no, I'm
you
just
need
venting.
Hear.
I forget that I'm even on a podcast, you know?
You're just trying to vent to me.
I'm just venting to you.
Damn,
I
dude.
Forgot that.
Jack, I
want
to
know.
Talk to you about something. Dude, I'm just like too good at sex, you know? So it's like.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just having a conversation. I didn't, you know, I forgot that 20,000 people are.
Yeah.
That 20 million.
No, no total
20
mistake,
bajillion
dude,
people.
Total mistake.
But. It is. It just. It does suck. No, like I don't know when the like. It's you know, I just never. I like don't come.
Okay.
I you know.
Okay.
I fucking wish. I wish I did.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Cool Guy over here.
It's not a cool guy. That's no. It's cool to like nut after a reasonable amount of time.
Uh huh.
Not nutting sucks. It makes people feel bad when you don't nut.
I mean, it's like. I don't know. I mean, you should stop having like hooking up with girls you're not attracted to.
I'm only hooking up with girls I'm
like,
attracted to.
Like if you work
to.
A little harder, you can like start probably start hooking up with like attractive people.
I only hook up with attractive people. I fucking, you know, I
think
fit.
That might be obviously not. Like
you know this. You see you've
I've never
you know,
seen any of them, so.
Bro, you know you know
I don't even know if they're real.
Bro, you know my roster.
I know your roster, but they're all girls that you say like live in Michigan, and I wouldn't know them,
bro.
And
you
a
know,
girl that goes
bro,
to like some school.
You know, I have 50 girlfriends in Canada.
Yeah.
Bro, you know all their dads work at Nintendo.
All these, yeah. I met him at summer camp. They all work at Nintendo.
They go to different school.
That one girl whose cousin is Britney Spears, and she says that Britney Spears is going to come perform at your birthday.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
like, you can only come if you're good friends and you're nice to you. If you're mean to you throughout the year, that you can't come to the birthday.
I just want to come at a reasonable time.
Okay.
That's all I want. I'm lamenting this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know, you're making light of my problems.
There's like two listeners right now that are loving this topic, though. Two more liar guys that are just like, bro, I know exactly what you're talking about, dude. Girls come too much when I fuck them.
Literally, I'm not complaining about how much I make, you know, plenty of, I'm just saying there's plenty of times I have sex and neither of us come.
That's on you, dude.
That's no, that's okay. See, now I'm overcorrecting to, they come, okay? They come, and I oftentimes don't come, okay? And, you know, you're acting like this isn't a real problem.
That sounds like it sucks.
I was being faux humble for that bit and pretending that I don't make women come. And immediately I was like, I can't do that on this podcast.
Yeah, no, you've redeemed, you look good now, don't worry.
Yeah, no.
You looked cool throughout that whole segment.
I've looked cool through this entire, through every single episode of this podcast.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, weirdly that
topic didn't spur like tons of conversation.
What?
About you coming too
slow.
Well,
you won't talk about nutting. You won't talk about
Dude,
it.
I just tried to bring up the pussy tree, bro.
You just talked about the pussy tree. That's unrelated.
I can't believe you never smelled the pussy tree.
It's
more like a pussy flower.
I've only smelled cum trees. I've never smelled a pussy
flower.
What's
the cum tree, by the way? What you know, we have like a breed? Like a what breed of tree is this? What brand?
I don't know what the
I want to. What if you got like, man?
You planted them in your
one
backyard.
One day when you get that money and you buy a house. Yeah. My gift to you is that your backyard, on one side, is going to be the pussy trees, and one side is going to be the cum trees.
Wow, yeah, pick your poison.
And you're just going to go outside like,
let's see, semen trees. The Bradford pear.
Ooh.
Wait.
Yeah, he's got a big old pear, Bradford.
The Bradford pear tree? This is, Yeah, there's a Vice article, of course. There's a Vice article called "Here's Why the Trees on Your Street Smell Like Semen." it's like an ornamental
tree. We fucked a tree to find out.
Yeah. that's, you know. Yeah, we fucked a cum tree in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We sent a 21-year-old to fuck a cum tree in Afghanistan.
Come meet the trans furry dealers selling heroin in the cum trees.
We paid this writer $300 to fuck a cum tree.
And it's in turn.
And it took us 3 months to pay him. Woo! Is my former freelancer coming out?
Yeah.
Is my former freelancer showing?
Yep. The pussy tree. You know guys get horny from those. That's also like a weird type of guy. Is like,
God damn.
Guys that... like love pussy too much, just like
That was well. That
guys don't want to see vaginas.
Yo, oh,
let
Jesus!
Let me see that pussy. Pussy pics, please.
Yeah, I know you really hold your cards close to the chest.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't really. I don't know anything about how fast you nut.
I mean, here's the
I
thing.
I don't know anything about like you being horny. Or not being horny.
I don't think that's weird, really.
You know?
Because, I mean, I think I'm a grown man that's putting out a free podcast.
And I give myself...
Yeah, I don't know if these people need to
fucking,
know.
And I fucking give myself to the arts.
You don't have to.
I have to give myself to the arts.
We've been doing a full episode of regular jokes, and you're like,
hey,
let me pull up my... I want
to
talk about my personal sex life really quick. I know we're not talking about this at all.
You know, I don't know how it came up, okay? I blacked out.
I mean, well, I remember the birth of the horniness on the pod, like when we were doing
early
days.
Because we were talking
about
03 Lohan.
Early days of podding, you would get so horny and you'd be like, come on, join me. I'm like, dude, I'm not like, there's no reason for me to
I wasn't like,
be
come
getting
on,
horny.
Join me. Come
get
on,
horny, get horny
join
with me.
Join me.
Get horny
hey,
with
come
me.
Come on, Jack. Yeah. Get horny with me.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's what I call having sex is I'm like, hey, come
get,
on.
Get horny with
get
me.
Get horny with me.
Hey, you want to come over and get horny, baby?
That really is like, the word horny is like, the there's nothing that makes me less horny
than
horny, hearing
like
the
I'm
word
horny.
Horny.
Yeah.
Than hearing somebody be like,
I'm horny.
I'm horny.
I'm horny, baby.
I'm horny, baby. Yeah, that's, yeah, that fucking, yeah.
I'm looking up the pussy tree right now.
Yeah. The pussy flower, I thought.
Smelly tree, it's not your fault. What is this?
I thought it was a pussy flower.
The cum tree, and then, oh yeah, pussy flower.
Jack, stop jacking off.
I'm sorry, dude.
Jack,
I'm just getting,
no, come
I'm just
on.
Thinking about the tree.
Jack, what the hell?
Five flowers that, okay, never mind. I'll loop back on this.
Yeah,
dude.
Loop
I'm gonna
back.
Need to do some more research.
You
got to
do your research pre-pod, you know.
Anyway.
We don't have that kind of time.
But I mean,
I've got a sold out show to get to.
And here's the other thing. The flower, it's not like a good version of pussy smell.
It's like bad pussy.
It's a little ripe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a little ripe.
Well, if you ask me any, I think all pussies smell great, Jack.
You're just like, you're being the sex commenter guy.
I think all pussies smell great. And I think all females are beautiful. I love beautiful females.
Just like doing like, you're trying to pick up girls like just like the furthest blanket. You're fishing with huge nets right now. Like on the podcast.
Some guy who's just like, yeah, I just, baby, I don't care if your pussy smells like shit. Your pussy, I love when your pussy smells awful, baby. It's beautiful to me.
Is that
just like
a
guy who's like very bad at complimenting his girlfriend?
I mean, are there,
baby? I think it's beautiful that your pussy smells awful.
There's pick me. Twitter is rampant. Like,
sure,
that's a thing that you would think
guys
do. What's the guy version?
Guys do that.
Yeah, what does that look like though?
Well, guys that like when the DJ Khaled thing happened. When like,
oh yeah,
there was like the DJ Khaled thing where he was like, oh, I don't eat pussy. Every pick me guy was the guy that was like quote tweeting it.
I
like,
love eating. I
yeah,
love
I,
going
I can't
down
believe
on girls.
It.
I think they
I can't
deserve
imagine,
it. Like,
I can't imagine a man who doesn't love eating females.
I think it's everything.
Eating females out, bro. Yeah.
You got to do that and you have to respect them. And also, I'm very successful. It's, I have like a 401k and I think I'm very single and I would like you
that's
to date
like,
me if anybody's
that's
out
a big
there.
That's a big aspect of like pick me guys is guys that like talk about eating pussy too much.
Yeah. Well, I think all guys are a little bit of pick me.
Yeah.
Pick me Twitter stands out because it's like so out of nowhere and girls don't normally have to do that. It's very weird for them to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's something a little bit freeing probably about having a girlfriend. In terms of social media, just sort of like, you know, like having that on lockdown and then just sort of being like, okay, nothing I do online is, I'm not trying to get laid.
Yeah.
You know, but me, I'm trying to get, you know, I'm posting, you know, would I be posting fit pics if I was in a relationship? Probably
yes.
Not.
I think
maybe.
Yes, though, too.
I don't know. Honestly. Yeah. Honestly. Yes. Actually, yeah, that's the thing is I can't. My next girlfriend has to take fit pics with me.
Oh wow!
We're in this together.
Okay.
We're
okay.
In this
You're
together.
Be an influencer couple.
Yeah, we're no, but we'll post fit pics sometimes. But
okay.
Not. I'm not gonna date an influencer.
Yeah, but then you'll have fights. Me and like, baby, that fit is just like, it's like it doesn't look good next
baby.
To mine.
That fit is trash.
Yeah, it's real trash.
Yeah,
please,
I would,
you have to step it up.
I need a girl with beautiful fit pics.
I mean, here's the thing, like,
oh, I
like,
could.
Your relationship doesn't always have to be social media canon, you know.
No, I know, but
and
yours,
I
but
see
yours is
that, like,
a little bit,
yeah, but like. Sometimes I see people trying to make their relationship social media canon,
yes.
And I'm like, you need
that's,
to relax.
That's
Chief.
Rough. That was something. Well, I tweeted yesterday. I was like, it's cuffing season, baby. Time to like merge identities and lose all sense of self because it's cold outside. And that's like a thing that I see in LA a lot.
Yeah.
Is when a relationship is just a brand merger.
Yeah. That happens.
Like,
dude.
I feel like so many LA relationships are just brand mergers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's like, that's rough.
And then there's people that are just like outright, like they get bought out. Like there's people. And then there are people that like, well, there's chameleon couples.
Mm-hmm.
The chameleon, everybody knows a chameleon friend. It's like they start dating somebody and they become them.
Yeah.
Their closet changes.
Oh,
rapidly.
That's rough.
But also, in a way, too. I mean, there's like wild chameleon versions, too.
Yeah.
I mean, a big type is like motorcycle girl, where which is results in the funniest type of outfits, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I'd say California has a ton because it has, it's like, there's like a motorcycle style here, like the Palm Springs, like Pappy and Harriet's motorcycle type people.
I'm not familiar with motorcycle girl.
Motorcycle girl like dates one guy that rides a motorcycle and she like buys a leather jacket that has like strings on it. And she kind of dresses like sort of 70s. She starts buying like
where are you
worn,
seeing that in LA though?
All over the place. She buys like a jumpsuit, like a mechanic jumpsuit and like a big floppy hat and like becomes like a retro desert girl.
I mean, that sounds like something 30 somethings deal with. I don't really see that in my life as a 20 something.
This is a California thing, Brandon.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with motorcycle.
You
girl.
Don't know what a motorcycle is?
I don't
even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't know about motorcycle girls though.
Interesting.
But you're describing an interesting archetype, and I'm sure that if I was familiar, I could add.
I'm actually shocked
that I don't know about motorcycle girls. Oh, I mean, I know about like similar equivalents, and like
what's your equivalent?
It's sort of, well, I think it's like guys that like all of a sudden take up social causes, which is, can sometimes be good,
sure.
But like a lot of times, there's like guys that were like just like ignorant as fuck, and then like they date a woke girl, and then all of a sudden their Twitter is all like woke shit.
Yeah.
Which, you know, can't, sometimes it's like, oh, you've like bettered yourself, but sometimes it's like a lot of times it's performative.
Yeah, like you need to relax.
And then you know, I guess like sort of you know, like sports. You see that with like sports a lot where it's like, oh, like I'm rooting for him too. But that's like that, I like, who cares, you know? It's also like, if you can just if you can find love in this fucking cursed world, go for it, man. You know, guys, if you want to, you know, if you're in a relationship, you know, hold on to that, if you can find love, it's a rare thing.
I'm still shocked that you can't grasp a motorcycle girl.
I mean, I understand
it's very simple.
What you're describing.
She starts dating a guy who rides a motorcycle and she becomes an accessory for the back of it.
But I don't know any motherfuckers that ride motorcycles.
Don't know, yeah, you don't know cool guys.
Like, how many friends of yours ride motorcycles?
A lot.
Of course. See, exactly.
I'm a cool guy. What can I say?
Yeah, dude? All right, dude.
Cool guy.
No, I'm a cool guy.
You see those hogs out in front?
No, I mean, my friends fucking ride Ubers, dude. You know, this is a generational gap.
that four-year generational gap.
My friends drive Uber. Your friends drive motorcycle.
They're Uber drivers?
Those
are called comedians.
I actually don't have friends, and I've just been riding around in Ubers.
Yeah, they're my friends, yeah.
Yeah, we hang out. You know, I just use this app. And
that's where we talk.
Yeah, my friends show up. I talk to them through the app. I don't really have any other way to contact them.
Yeah. You're just using the lost item feature a lot. You're like leaving things.
Yeah, I lost your number.
Yeah, Peter, can you come back and bring me my jewel? I think I left it in there.
I can't.
Brendan, I don't think you lost jewel again.
Can you just come inside for a little bit?
I have a little ride to pick up.
No, I, dude, just like real
very,
quick.
I'm
like,
very busy. I work. I drive Uber by day. Meat slice by night.
Yeah, man. But hey, do you just want to just like watch Game of Thrones
what
for like
that?
An hour? Do you not have HBO Go, dude?
I don't know. I have no. I save up money to buy a motorcycle.
Oh, he's and then he becomes the motorcycle.
I buy
guy.
A sport bike. I paint house summer. Uber
is he
drive.
Is he Russian?
No, he's Polish.
Oh, okay, he's Polish. 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 Yeah. Yeah.
I do this just save up by sport bike. And, meet wife. Anyway.
Goddamn.
By the way, general shout out to the community section of our Patreon. Uh-huh. Always submitting hot fire. I have a lot of nodes of like weird shit they submit us.
Mm-hmm.
One of them that we should dive down before the next Patreon episode is non-committal makeouts. That's like, it's like NCMO. It's like a term, but there's like somebody sent me a link to.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's kind of old, I guess.
Yeah,
but I think it might be like kind of in the Mormon canon too. But
it's in the same family as soaking.
Yeah, maybe, but like there's like NCMO parties where it's just like you're gonna like make out. But somebody is dropping all these links of like 2011 videos of guys like doing their first makeouts and like
oh,
and also
no.
people like talking about like how NCMOs are really bad.
Right.
Like a lot of like virtue YouTube pages.
Very
strong.
Yeah.
Very strong. Another thing I just found out about is this challenge. Maybe you know about this.
I've been doing some NCMO-ing this summer,
baby. Have you heard of the 6-12-18-24 challenge?
No.
Okay, this is a weird one, but okay, so it's a 6-12-18-24, and it's about doing that number of things within 24 hours, and the things you have to do are miles, donuts, beers, and jerk-offs.
Wait, 6-12-18-24. Like all right,
so
to
6-12-18-24, you have to pick which number you want to associate with each of those activities, and you have to accomplish this within 24
hours.
Who's
doing this?
I've heard like there's been cross-country teams that have like accomplished this. It's like a weird dare. But like, so it's a strategy choice, right? So like 6 jerk-offs or 6 miles, you would want to go low. Like, I mean, even 6 jerk-offs is a lot.
Yeah.
But then you would have to run 12 miles.
Yeah.
Or eat 24 donuts and then the beers too. Like at a certain point, you're going to get drunk during this.
Yeah.
And I guess some people have accomplished this.
Good for them.
I mean, what would you choose? 6-12-18-24. Miles, beers, donuts, and jerking off.
Wait, you have to choose one?
You have to do all of these. Like a
How
number
many
gets
times
associated
do you,
with the, one of these.
So you need to jack off like 24 times?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
No. But you could go 6. You could do the 6 jerk offs if you wanted.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm,
but can you run 12 miles?
No.
Can
I can't
you run
do
6 miles?
I can't do any of this shit.
Okay, you're not passing it.
Yeah, I have
I mean,
like,
it is like
at
it
most
seems impossible.
2 nuts in me.
Like
per
one
day.
Way or the other, you're gonna end up like just drunk jerking off.
Yeah, if you're
this is a disgusting challenge.
It's a disgusting challenge. If you're also if you're nutting more than 2 times in a day, calm down.
I mean,
honey, come on.
I feel like that's a little out of character for you.
No, that's
you're,
no, absolutely.
You're saying more
not.
Than 2 nuts is crazy.
No, I don't do more than 2 nuts in a day.
That's wild.
Yeah. No,
I don't
I've,
believe that.
That's I mean
I
on
think
like,
you're lying.
If I'm jerking off, I'm not going to I'll never jerk off more than once in a day. And if I have sex with somebody, I'll never nut more than twice.
Okay.
If I'm, you know.
Otherwise, it's disgusting.
Yes. Nutting 3 times in a day is like, you're a psycho.
Really?
Yeah, that's
this
too many
times.
This
seems off-brand for you.
What,
I'm just like a little...
Do you nut 3 times in a day, Jack?
No, but I'm not you.
What is... I'm not... My libido is like not... I'm not that... I'm like, what? I'm not
that. I mean,
that
for the amount that it comes up on the podcast to now find out that you're like, oh, once a day only.
Yeah.
Anything after that's psychotic.
No, because you need to like fucking, you know, store up.
Okay. You're just reasonable. You're like a passionate, reasonable.
Yeah.
Nutter.
No, I'm very reasonable about
yeah,
it.
Like a
no, like that's yeah.
You're an extreme moderate, a radical moderate.
Yeah, like I'm conservative.
Radical centrist of jerking off.
Yeah. You know,
you're just really interested in like that one.
Yeah.
The one per day.
Socially liberal,
masturbatory
centrist. Conservative.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's healthy. That's
sure.
That's healthy. That's moderation is important.
By the way, you're getting a lot of horny loopholes in this one.
I know, right?
A lot of loopholes.
Yeah.
Dude, the Ariana, I know you don't want to talk about it, but the Ariana Pete stuff, I mean, the news broke when we started recording and it's all over the place now. The
yeah,
stands are going wild.
But yeah, I mean,
know you don't want to talk cool. about it because you're about to slide.
Whatever.
You're about to slide in there with that cutie pic.
I just don't want, I mean, I really don't want to like, it's celebrity gossip.
It is celebrity
you know?
Gossip.
Like,
but
I don't,
the man,
this is not
I mean,
a celebrity
like,
gossip pod.
The man does have like, he looks like Lil Xan now, but instead of like whatever the fuck Lil Xan has tattooed on his face, it's just like all of her album covers and like her Twitter AVI
like,
and like
they got like promo tats. But yeah,
yeah,
do
he
think
does like have like he has like press releases she sent out like tattooed on.
When
him
you like when you gossip about celebs. You
the celebs gossip
the,
back.
Well, no, like by gossiping about celebs, you're like these people are better than me, and no celeb is better than me. I'm cool, and
you're
I'm
the
not
most
a,
famous
I'm
celebrity.
Not a, I'm not a gossip.
You're
guy.
The most
I'm
famous
a,
celebrity.
I'm not a motherfucking gossip girl, bitch.
I mean that. Here's the thing: like that their relationship was forced upon us. So I think
the
people are allowed to have
something that is. Yeah, something annoying about being on Twitter is like you just hit the search function, you just hit the search button, and then you're just like bombarded with shit.
Yeah,
like you're just bombarded with like you could be somebody that like does not give a shit about celebrity gossip at all, but just by using Twitter, Twitter will just be like, here, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this, and then
yeah.
You're just like, I guess I know all of this stuff now, even though I wasn't seeking it out.
Yeah, but they were a little unique because, like, their whole relationship was, like, Pete Davidson, like, going on big talk shows and being like, yeah, man, I'm kind of a secret person, dude. I don't like doing public appearances.
Right.
I know I am on the late night show tour right now, but, like,
right.
Dude, I don't like this shit, dude.
Yeah.
And Ariana, yeah.
Going
sorry for bringing
like
it up, but like,
Fallon
yeah, we're
kind of
private. We're
kind
of private.
Like,
I don't want to talk about a relationship, but I did just get a fucking face tattoo of her name. I will show it on this. But yeah, dude, social media and stuff, it's like really more like anti-social media.
Yeah.
But you could use the Twitter hashtag Pete on Ariana to talk about this appearance.
Right. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not really a Twitter guy, but I will talk about this at length on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
whatever, man. You know.
I mean, well, look, it was thrust upon us and like way too early. I mean, it was way too early and they got fucking engaged. And quite frankly, it hit home for me because I didn't need to know about this shit. It reminded me of a lot of people I know who are like, everybody has a friend that they're kind of like the boy who cried wolf, but with dating. They
yeah.
meet a person and immediately they're trying to bring this person into the fold. They're trying to bring them. They're bringing them to weddings. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like they're bringing them around.
Your dad is what you said.
My dad. Yeah. My dad's done this a bunch too. My dad's like a boy. Look, my dad did this post divorce, like early on. He would just like meet somebody and like want
yeah.
to do. Look, when your parents get divorced, you don't want to like the last thing you want to do is meet these people that they're dating, you know?
Right.
But like, I was weirdly supportive of my dad, though, mm-hmm. A little bit. Like, I was actually way too supportive of both of them originally.
Yeah.
Learned my lesson. But yeah, he would like, I would be meeting like hey, I want to meet this woman, like go to dinner. And then like a week later, I'd be like, hey, how's, what's her name doing? You know, he'd be like,
uh-huh.
oh, I broke up with her.
Oh,
be
yeah.
like, well, yeah. what the fuck, dude? Like, I didn't
uh-huh.
want to go to that dumb dinner.
Right.
I had to like get to know her. I had to hear about her kids that I'm never going to meet.
God
damn. It was a waste of time. And then
yeah.
there was like, I mean, he's been in some long relationships too, where I get to know the person like very well.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like, oh yeah, we broke. I moved out.
Like why? Up.
Yeah. Where this person's like, you know, kind
yeah.
of a borderline like stepmom figure at this point. And
right.
Like, oh, she's gone. It's kind of weird. It's
yeah.
kind of weird. So at this point I've like, I've just, you know, he's banned. Like,
it's like,
I don't meet these people
it's
anymore.
It's like Spider-Man reboots.
No, really.
It's like
yeah.
how they just like keep like having like a new Spider-Man every 2 years.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I wasn't used to the last Spider-Man yet.
It is like a funny thing that I.
But Spider-Man's your new mom.
Yeah. No, yeah. Exactly. Well, I do it to my mom now too. Yeah. I just like. It is. It's a funny thing because I like can't do it. It's like they are very understandable about it, but I can't like. I can't do it to my friends where they're just yeah. like, I know they're in a relationship with somebody that's getting serious and they're like, oh, I'm thinking about bringing so-and-so out to like the wedding coming up. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to go if you do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, why? I'm like, I don't want to meet them. I don't really feel like meeting them.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, I won't bring them. Like imagining yeah. doing that to like one of my friends. Be like, dude, I might bring this girl out, Crystal. I've been dating her. And be like, yeah. I don't want to meet her, dude.
Yeah,
sorry.
I mean, if he's also at home, if he's dating somebody named Crystal,
yeah,
that shit's yeah. doomed from the jump.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if your name is Crystal. I don't know if you'll ever find love. No,
sorry. No, you will.
Yeah, if your name is Crystal, I don't know. It's not looking too good.
If you're a Crystal listening to this pod, that means you're cool. And you're obviously a loophole.
No,
you know? But generally,
no, you're not.
I doubt there's a Crystal
no,
listening.
No, you got to change your name.
I doubt there's one listening right now.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, Crystal's a bad name.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a rat tail name.
Crystal's like, Austin is a bad name.
My roommate's
Austin
name is Austin.
Austin's sort of a male Crystal.
But my roommate is like,
I mean, good for him, but
him.
I mean,
it fits him. He just, it's not like, he's yeah. not a rat tail Austin. Like
right.
when you say Austin to him, yeah. it kind of makes sense.
Most, two of my least favorite people in high school were Austin Tussing and Austin Chenal. Two Austins. One
Austin's
of which,
kind of like a Western. My Austin is like a farm Western guy.
Sure.
He
I
like
mean, that's
built a
fair.
Cabin. It's like
yeah.
fitting. You
but
know
like
what I'm saying?
Austin Chenal, he was like this dude that he used to bully me in eighth grade. You know,
yeah,
called,
well, he has like
a
cowboy
fag,
name in Baltimore
like
or wherever the fuck you were.
Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah,
and
I
then,
mean, he has a cowboy name in Virginia.
Like,
he sucks.
Sold weed in like the community college parking lot.
Yeah,
after
he sounds
high school.
Cool. Actually, I don't know why you were talking bad about this guy.
And Austin Tussing was this kid that like would only talk in like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy references.
Ooh.
I'm describing two great guys.
Yeah, yin and yang.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll make an Austin spectrum.
Yeah.
I'll make a chart.
Crystal's kind of like that. Yeah. All the Crystals I knew growing up, like.
Actually, I do think that Crystals, if your name is Crystal, you can find love with a guy named Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the other male Crystal names, too, though. I had a list going for a while, actually. I had, like, a list in my phone of these names.
Tanner.
Tanner's there. Dude.
Tanner's, yeah.
Tanner's there.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Rusty.
Hunter,
yeah. It depends. I think a pattern worth seeing is, like, kind of like these cowboy names
yeah.
on, like, suburban kids.
Right.
Like, if it's a guy, you know, working the farm named Tanner, you're like, oh, that
yeah.
fits in. You're normal,
right.
quite possibly.
Yeah.
But if you're just running around the suburbs and you have a bowl cut and you're named
yeah.
Gunner,
well, I mean, I
you
will
probably
say,
suck.
I am saying this as a person named Brandon. Mm-hmm. And Brandon is like, that's sort of a, that's like a white, that's like
here's
a quintessential
you're not,
like.
You're not Brendan.
I know. Way better than Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, I mean, remember that song where, you know, where Kanye is like, face it, Jerome gets more time than Brandon.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
Mm-hmm.
I felt
that hurt.
I felt some white guilt.
Yeah. That hurt. That hurt. When Kanye said that, that hurt.
It's so easy to slip into Brody voice.
Oh yeah, I've been doing it a lot because I was like, yeah. Anyway,
I can't stop.
How do we even get on Crystal? Oh, Boy Who Cried Wolf. I mean, that's like a thing,
right?
Yeah, everybody has like,
but
in a real sense, though.
For you, is Dad Who Cried Wolf.
Dad doesn't cry wolf anymore. I just don't.
Dad Who Cried.
I opt out of meeting anybody.
Dad
that
Who
they
Cried
date.
Stepmom.
Dad, they do. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They really do be like that.
Yeah.
That's a thing. But there are people like that, friend versions, where they bring, you know, I mean, everybody has friends that like just consistently have relationships that don't work. And
sure.
at a certain point, you're just like, You tap out.
You're
on
not
them.
Built for it.
You
you're,
can't
you're
like
not
invest.
Built for this,
they man. They're like, dude, I met somebody that's like, she's awesome, dude. Like, you know,
yeah.
You're like, okay, you guys are gonna break up very soon. Right, like,
buddy.
This is not gonna work.
Yeah,
I can't take these seriously anymore. You've gotten your three strikes from me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can't,
I've been pretty good about not, you know, I was in one relationship for a while, but usually, you know, I know myself.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, the flaw is that these people like try to bring, they're going out with somebody new and they're trying to bring them into the fold. They're trying to bring them over with the,
right.
The squad too early.
Yeah.
And you got this person there
right.
off to the side.
Well, yeah, that's you got to be sure of that if you're fucking introducing them to the squad. I mean,
yeah,
come
but
on.
Some people jump the gun a little too quick.
I know.
They're trying to bring them in. They're trying to bring them to birthday parties.
Yeah.
Trying to bring them. That's.
Yeah.
Bring them to birthday parties is a little wild.
Yeah.
And Pete Davidson was that guy. He's the king of that guy. Oh, we got a phone call.
Who's calling you?
It's this dude. I get. Like 20 sales calls a day now.
Really?
Yeah. I've been getting this from the 844 number a lot. Let's see what it is.
You want to
Hello?
Pick it up?
I think
this
it's
a Spectrum with an automated message about an important change in the status of the account belonging to Jack.
Oh, I think actually.
Yeah, it's just an actual Spectrum call. That was.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like.
That's actually Spectrum. They're probably canceling my internet.
Yeah, I was like.
Because I haven't paid. I need to pay in.
I
was like, I don't even
that
know.
Was, yeah, that was so disappointing because I thought
I was
it was
like ready.
Be like,
I was ready
oh,
for a weird one.
Jack Wagner,
know?
Trolls, telemarketer.
Epic troll. Well, dude,
Jack
I do,
Wagner, Savage Moments.
I have like a call blocker app now, but I did used to get like the sketchy ones where it's like, hello, this is the FBI and you are under arrest for tax fraud.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah,
like what am I being charged with, sir? Like,
yeah, those ones are wild.
Yeah,
I by
you're,
the way,
you're
that
under
just
arrest for money crime.
That reminded me of like a shitty thing that happens in stand-up.
Okay,
is when like somebody will get a phone call in the middle of their set.
Yeah,
and they'll be like, oh, I'm getting a phone call. Like, I guess I should pick it up. And then like the whole crowd is like, yeah, I mean, and I've done this before.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, this is gonna be funny, and then I pick it up and it's just like. Hey man, what's up? And then I'm like, hey, I'm on stage. And they're like, all right. And it's like immediately like so anticlimactic.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Every like, you know,
or
huge,
I mean,
huge blue balls.
It could just be like your landlord being like, you haven't paid rent in 5 months, Brandon. Like,
yeah, Brandon, you're getting evicted. This isn't a joke.
This is the Silver Lake Clinic. We are calling to tell you that you are HIV positive. Just find out on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go, guys.
All right, give it up for Brandon. All right, your next comic has been on Conan.
Keith the comedian. Anyway. All right, Brandon, is that enough for this week?
I think so. We should, real quick, we should plug once again Philly, November. Well, we should plug. Brooklyn sold out. I think we're going to add another show. We're recording this on a Sunday. Got to get on the phone with my agents in the morning.
Hollywood agent.
But November 5th is my stand-up show at U Street Music Hall in DC. November 6th is our live podcast at U Street Music Hall in DC. November 9th are my two stand-up shows at Good Good Comedy Theater in Philadelphia. November 10th, two live pods at Good Good Comedy Theater in Philadelphia, and Jack will put those links in the descript. So come out.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.